Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Mash hands and Joe at RT.ie. Liam Kearney. Liam Kearney, good afternoon in Kildare.
Joe, good afternoon. How are you keeping?
Good. You've got a shock, to say the least.
I got a shock, to say the least, is right, Joe. So I've a bowling centre, K-Bowl, family entertainment centre down here in Ladytown Business Park, Nace.
Okay.
And I would, as you know yourself, like everybody else, Joe, we're closed. We've been only open a few days, a small time between March and now, and look at, so's a lot of places. But look at, here we go. But I was in here on Sunday doing some work, and hopefully with the help of God we'll maybe get open today or get some notion on things for Christmas. But I opened the post, Joe, and an ESB, sorry, the ESB is wrong, an electrical supply bill, electricity supply bill came, and I opened it, and see, it's like everything else, Joe. You don't look at these bills, and just that it happened that what struck me about it was, because we were closed, it's for September, October, John, because we were closed, there's absolutely no usage whatsoever. The usage is 0000 down along. But the bill, Joe, is for €1,085.34.
For what? If you haven't been using any electricity.
But there we go. So we start with, we have a standing charge of €334, a capacity charge of €359. Now, those charges, apparently, are for ESB networks. And look at, Joe, I suppose we have to be provided with the service. But anyway, those are the two charges. But the one that got up my throat, neck, was this PSO levy, Public Service Obligation
Levy. The green levy, to pay for
the green levy,
windmills and whatever else.
Windmills, but this levy is there, Joe, as you know, since electricity began. But the PSO levy for September was €79.30.
Okay.
And the electricity regulator, in his wisdom, every year decides to set the PSO levy for the following 12 months on the 1st of October. So lo and behold, in the great year that we're having, our electrical regulator charged me €180 for October and for the next 11 months.
The PSO levy for you for 1 month.
For 1 month, went from €79.30 to €180.70, which is 120-something% of an increase.
And that's what it'll be for the next 12 months at least.
That's what it'll be at least for the next 12 months.
In the middle of a pandemic.
Despite the fact
that you're not using any electricity, despite the fact that you're shut down, despite the fact that you've no income.
Absolutely. Joe, it's an absolute scandal. When I seen it, I got sick. I'll be quite honest with you. And sometimes you just love to throw the whole lot there. You're in business. I'm on the go a long time myself. And you know yourself. But every time you get something. And then this comes along then. So I did a little bit of checking out on it as well. It's not just affecting businesses, Joe. Mm-hmm. Every house in the country. Now, it mightn't sound a big figure, Joe, but the domestic charge has gone from this is just the PSO levy. The domestic charge has gone from 9 cents a day, which is on every person's, doesn't matter who you are, every electric bill. It's gone from 9 cents to 21 cents a day. That's an increase of 130%.
Every single day. And in other words, it's gone from 40 quid to 90 quid a year.
A year.
Which you pay willy-nilly. Whether
you use it or not, Joe. And you get to the end of your tether with stuff like this, Joe.
And why is no one jumping up and down about this?
I can't understand it, how business groups haven't come up and brought it up.
Especially in the middle of the pandemic, where businesses were saying to the councils, to insurance companies, to suppliers, please. And by the way, most of them, a lot of councils, a lot of suppliers said, okay, we will do our best. There is a pandemic. We're in this together. But you're saying the energy regulator, well, the energy regulator has never been a friend of the customer in Ireland, because they argued that they needed to keep, I think, are we still the second highest electricity prices in Europe? But they said they needed to keep the electricity prices up to attract new competitors into the business. That was the argument, believe it or not.
That's what they're saying.
At the time.
Again, we're back, Joe, to the same thing. nobody, and these things come in by stealth, and they came in on the 1st of October, and it's like a lot of charges, Joe, in business and in all over things in this country. They bring in these charges when, and take advantage, for want of a better word, of the likes of a pandemic. Let's sneak that in. And that's the culture we have in this country. And I'm absolutely sick of it, Joe, at this stage, to be honest with you. Imagine, just think about it, and to everybody out there, 130% of an increase in this year of a pandemic.
In the year when oil prices and also natural gas prices have gone down dramatically.
Yes, absolutely.
That's one of the big expenditures.
And the total amount due, 1085. I mean, direct debit is due for collection on the 27th, which is today, Joe. Happy Friday. And I checked in the bank account, and of course, bye-bye, €1,085.
Wow.
I mean, it's sickening, Joe. But my biggest problem is, I have two issues, Joe. Straight up, I have two issues. Number one, why this wasn't brought up by lobby groups out there? Why does Liam Kearney have to go into Cable and pick up his post and discover that this charge has gone on? That's the first thing. But my more important point, John, I won't delay you too long, is, and it stretches more than just electric supply bill, is in this country, nobody's accountable, Joe. There's no face will come to me and stand in front of me and say, Liam, I'm the one that made that decision. I'm the one that done it. It's me that done it, and these are the reasons why I put it up by 100-odd%. Now, nobody, Joe, will, and that goes through everything, not just a PSO levy. It's right through anybody you're dealing with. There's nobody for accountability to actually put a face to it. Now, I can guarantee you, Joe, nobody will come on and say, my name is Joe Duffy, I'm the person that done that, and the reason is X, Y, Z, and the reason we've done it in a pandemic is X, Y, Z. And Joe, it goes right along. It goes
and when you see,
everything.
If you put a massive, you know, like I'm listening to Bord Gáis Energy ads, and they're saying that they've frozen prices. Well, it's the least they could do, given the prices of their main supply has gone down.
Yeah.
But anyway, they've said they've frozen, they should have actually reduced it, but anyway, they've frozen prices until next March. At least they have frozen prices. I haven't heard that. You hear all these incredible gestures from on posts, for example. They did a free postcard earlier on. They did a free postage for nursing homes and older people. They did a free collection from older people as well. So that's a state company or semi-state company that rose to the occasion. You see DAA and other under terrible stress, but they've still maintained their relationship with people and help out whatever they can. And then you have,
absolutely,
I know it's independent companies, but the organisation at the end of it is the energy regulator, and the energy regulator is saying that's grand, double, and are you sure?
Yeah, let's put on 128% increase.
Don't just double the prices. Why don't we put them up by 130%? Pandemic, what pandemic?
What pandemic?
People on a PUP. Liam Kearney in Kildare hasn't worked a day, and he's self-employed since last March. A couple of weeks maybe he got in the middle of it. And let's hit him with the bill. And
absolutely.
Not only the same bill as last year, but we'll double the bill and add 20% on top of that for good measure.
I mean, it actually, I'm looking at it again here, and even since Sunday, Joe, that actual depart on the PSO levy, and I sent it in to you, you can see it yourself, like September, 79.30 for the month, and October, 180.70.
Well, that's every single month. Let me bring in Seamus Heaney. Poetry to my ears, Seamus. Listen, for you to try and explain this, Seamus. I know you're an independent energy broker. What is the PSO levy for a start, Seamus?
Well, public service obligation, Joe. It has been on and off. It's been there for years. Originally, my understanding was that it was funding the peat burning stations that were running at a loss in the Midlands because they were valuable employers. But in more recent times, it's subsidising the green energy or the primarily wind farms. Obviously, we need more energy. We need more green energy to reduce the carbon footprint. There's probably an increased demand now with all these new data centres that are being built, and that's a whole other issue that maybe we shouldn't go into now, but that's the PSO levy. And, I mean, Liam's bill there, as you saw, there's zero usage on his bill, no units. the unit price of electricity actually fell during the year because, as you said earlier, the oil prices fell.
And most of our generation in Ireland at the minute, not all, I know there's a lot more wind, but most of the generating stations are some form of oil, aren't they? Heavy oil or distillate oil or whatever.
No, actually, oil has very much run out. It's less than 1%. It's primarily gas, which is obviously a fossil fuel as well.
But has the price of gas not gone down?
It has, yeah. The unit price of electricity has fallen on bills, but when you take into account the increase in this levy, it outweighs any reduction in price.
Okay.
So, and I have a hotel bill here, for example, in front of me. Their PSO levy in July, for the month of July, was €167. When they get their October bill, it would be €380.
Per month. Just remind people of that.
One month.
Including for the months they were closed.
Every month of the year is going to be until next September, and that's without turning on a light, opening the door. And of course, there are other charges you will see on the bill Liam sent in, capacity charges and so on. So all these charges still apply, even though these businesses are closed.
And was there any debate, any argument, any campaign in the conference centre or otherwise, where all the politicians rightly are trying to outdo or outbid each other in terms of spotting anomalies in the COVID payments and the new economy? Did anyone take up this issue? Is there any? There's, in other words, why do we still have to pay the PSO levy in the middle of the biggest economic crisis in, I'm using the British analogy, 300 years, as they say, the biggest economic collapse? Why are we paying? Who will die if we don't pay this levy?
Well, didn't seem to be any discussion in the public domain, but apparently there was something behind the scenes, because there was some pressure put on the regulator to waive the PSO levy and to give a general waiver on all pass-through charges, but he resisted the charges. Now, the regulator is mandated by the government, of course, but we have a Minister for Industry, we have a Minister for Energy, and as you said earlier, quite rightly, they don't seem to be looking after the consumer out there, the person that's paying the bills.
Joe, if I can come in there, you see, I'm right in saying this. Yeah, sorry, Joe, this PSO levy, it's going towards sustainable green energy and wind farms, etc., etc. So, obviously, there was discussions in government, and I think with the makeup of the current government, presumably one of the parties in the government probably saw fit to put it up, all right, yeah.
But I thought the energy regulator was to give the government some distance, Seamus, from price increases, was it not? That this would be a quasi, I don't know if he's paid, is he like the communications regulator actually paid by the phone companies, which is bizarre, but I don't know whether the energy regulator is paid by the energy companies.
No, it's the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities, whatever it is. But he's mandated by the government, or the office is mandated by the government. And while there must have been some lobbies in there putting pressure on, but he obviously resisted these requests to waive the charges or not to increase the PSO, even to leave it as it is. But of course, I think it should have been waived. But it's just ridiculous, the whole thing, you know. And the government brought in a waiver scheme during the summer where businesses were closed, they could apply to have their charges waived. But this scheme ended on the 31st of July. And in many cases, businesses ended up paying the backdated charges, so they had increased bills once they opened their doors. And so, I mean, that was, I think, a complete failure.
But Seamus, when you go onto sites like bonkers.ie, they say to you, switch supplier.
Yes, yeah, that's true. Because that's
now, I know
mainly
people find
related.
That, I know people
it's
find
mainly
that
related to the unit price of the electricity. Yeah. It's nothing to do with PSO levy. You pay the PSO levy regardless of your supplier.
It goes on. It's the same amount on every single bill, regardless of what the letterhead says, your supplier. Cathy McCrone, 1850-715-815. Cathy is in Sandyford. You spotted this jump, did you, Cathy? Well done.
I did, because I printed off my bills. And last month, I thought, gosh, that's a bit higher than normal.
Okay.
They had put in the new electric meter. Have you seen those new digital meters they're putting in all over the country.
No.
Anyway.
What are you telling me there, Cathy, in your tone?
Well, I got a breakdown on the bill as well that drew my attention to it. So one charge was for the old meter and the other was for the new meter. The unit price had gone up from 1.693 to 1753.
Okay.
So then the standing charge, I looked at that.
Yeah.
And that was 0.4037 for 21 days. And then the following 40 days, it went up to 4182. And then the PSO levy for September was €2.84. And for October was €6.52.
Wow.
Now, that's a huge jump. That annoyed me. Then they put VAT at 13.5% top of all of that. So that's...
other words, your PSO levy isn't just 650 a month for the ordinary household. It's 650 a month plus 13% VAT, because it all goes to the government anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. I half suspect that people, if they saw a jump in their electricity bill in the last... the last bill, they said to themselves, oh, that's because we were, even though it was summer, we had a glorious summer going back to March. But they're saying, well, we were at home more often, and we had the cooker on, and we had maybe the telly on. Not that that would rack up much. But is that why Seamus, or indeed Liam maybe, is maybe closer in that sense? Is that why people haven't kicked up, Liam? Like you
it is. Joe, we don't look at the bills. Being honest, let's all be honest out there. We take it automatically that the electric has gone up, and we don't. And if I'm being honest, only this, there was zero units on my bill, made me actually look and then see a figure of €1,000 that made me go, what's this? It must be a mistake. And then you realise, you start reading it.
So you're saying every well, to Seamus this question, Seamus Heaney, Seamus, to every pub, restaurant, hairdresser. That's been shut down. Not a juice coming in the door, except, well, maybe there is some juice coming in to keep the fridge going or whatever. You're saying they are all going to get a whopper of a bill?
Yeah, depending on... Yeah. PSO levy is directly related to the capacity coming into the premises. So the bigger the business or the bigger the user, that's why I gave you those figures for the hotel, the bigger the jump. But every single business and every house, as Cathy said every house in the country... It's 740, including VAT, per month, up from 322.
Scandalous, Joe. That's what it's scandalous.
And I did write to Neil Richmond, and I got an immediate response to say he's going to raise it in the Dáil.
Okay. And he will. He's on the ball. He's Fine Gael TD, isn't he, for Dublin, in the South Dublin area. He's a very hard worker. Let me bring in Carol. Stay there, Cathy. Carol is in Tipperary.
I am, Joe. Mine's only a small query, really, but this means a lot to me. I've been paying for a long time, a standing low usage charge on a bill that uses one unit or maybe two units of electricity every 2 months.
And what tell us about the unit you're talking about. What tell us about the building you're talking about.
The shed is actually attached to my house. It was a workshop belonging to my husband, but my husband, Lord of Mercy, is dead 7 years now, and he had a stroke before that, so the shed hasn't really been used for 13 years. But I have to go through it to get out to my washing line, so occasionally I put the light on to go out there, and because of that, I might use one or two units a month.
And it's a separate meter, that's you're saying?
It
the
is
shed.
A separate meter.
Okay, and what's in it? A bulb?
Sorry, a bulb.
60 watt
just literally
bulb.
A light bulb. When I switch on, it's just the light bulb comes on, in and out to the washing line, back again. And there you go. There's my bill. It's sometimes €43 for 2 months.
Just
and
so
that
I can
PSO
explain
level,
that,
the levy that there. You're talking about, I just noticed that's gone up a fair bit now since the previous bill. It's gone up from 2-something to 284 to 652. The PSO levy for September was 284. The PSO levy for October is 652.
And can you not get the...
I can get the meter taken out, but you see, when we stopped using that building as a workshop, and I did inquire after my husband died to get it the meter taken out. The ESB quoted me, I think, 500 or 600 euro to get the meter removed, and then the electrician would then have to rewire, because I do need an electric light out there to get in and out there. But to the electrician to rewire it into the house then would cost another 500 or 600. So I just, to be honest, left it on the long finger.
I totally understand.
Yeah, you're but saying, the thing is, they're just talking about these levies. And the ESB unit price has gone up since last month as well. Without any...
Yeah.
I don't know whether that was advertised or not.
Seamus, did the unit price actually go up?
Oh, the unit price has gone up.
Yeah, there's two things
everyone,
I can explain there.
Okay,
and Cathy, Cathy mentioned that also, an increase.
Yeah, there's been an increase, but when I asked the gentleman yesterday with the ESB, I said, when did this unit price get okayed by, presume, the government to put it up? And he said, oh, that's not in my department. It went up from, now I know these are minimal, small figures, but it went up from, where is it now, the unit price? It went up to 0.1693 a unit.
To 1.753, yeah. So it did go up.
Yeah, oh, it did go up.
Even though their supplies... the cost of their supplies went down.
But nobody told us it was going up. Just the bill arrived, and I just, because part of the month or part of the bill is in the old price and part is in the new price, that's how I twigged it. There is 1693 a unit, and then for 56 units. This is my household bill now.
And your point
and
is that even though...
1753, which isn't a huge amount.
Even though that second bill you get is for the use very intermittently, you wouldn't have been using it over the last 6 months because of light, I presume. It would have been
I think the last time I got a reading was back in January last year. I read it myself because the meter reader didn't get into the house. And it was 38202, and it's still 38202.
Joe, can I, on the change in units that Cathy and Carol mentioned, they are due to an increase in pass-through charges from the ESB networks. Your unit price of, say, 16 or 17 cents, half of that, roughly speaking, goes to the networks. The other half goes to the supply company to cover their costs. And again, the regulator allows an increase in the pass-through charges from the networks on the 1st of October. And the other point that Carol mentioned, the supplementary standing charge, I can tell from that chart that I know what company is supplying her. Can I name the company?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
It's Electric Ireland, am I right, Carol?
Of course, I've never changed. I've been very loyal. I've been in this house 48 years and we've never changed from Electric Ireland or the ESB or whatever they used to be called.
Right, as far as I know, they are the only company that penalise a customer for using a small amount.
I thought it was widespread.
No other company that I've seen charges an extra, has a higher standing charge or supplementary for low usage, and that's the way it's written on the bill.
Well, the PSO levy for September has gone from 284 and October is now 652.
Plus that, yeah, that's correct. But the supplementary standing charge is a penalty for using a low amount. And at a time when we're being told to conserve energy, they actually penalise customers for low usage, and they're the only company that do so, to my knowledge.
I spoke to the gentleman yesterday about even the raise in unit price, he wasn't able to tell me how or why that happened.
You see, on the one hand, ESB is an incredible company, isn't it? Like, and historically, even in this country and internationally, and when France was in trouble, when the UK was in trouble, it was the yellow trucks of the ESB that got on the ferries in Rosslare and headed over to help them. It's an incredible company. And has incredible trust, it's held in incredible esteem by the Irish people. But, and we know they're bringing in smart meters, which sounds like a very, very good idea. They seem to be always ahead of the curve, and the ad at the minute is talking about the wind turbines, etc., etc. But in terms of price, we are way up there in terms. Are we still number two in Europe, Seamus, do you know, in terms of...
I would say so, yeah, we're right up there near the top anyway.
Okay, so why if we have all these computer companies coming in and all these data plants, the storage of data, which, as we know, they eat up electricity. I presume they buy electricity like there's no tomorrow. They need incredible amounts of electricity. Given that that there's more people, more rich companies buying a lot of electricity, why hasn't electricity prices gone down?
So, well, I mean,
it looks like they've gone up because of that, have they?
again, as I said, the unit price in Ireland has fallen over the year, but these pass-through charges and standing charges have increased. Our cost of producing electricity in Ireland is higher than Europe, mainly because a lot of places have nuclear power, which is much cheaper. Mm-hmm. But, of course, that was not a desirable option for Ireland down through the years. So,
Joe, can I just come in? There's another one there.
Yes, Carol,
the reason
yes.
I got onto the ESB yesterday was that shed we're talking about. It used to be one or two units a month, every 2 months, so there was actually no charge on the bill for the actual units used. But for some reason, they put in an estimated amount there a while back. And because it was only 1 or 2 or €3 every 2 months, I kind of let it slip. I said, well, when I read the meter, it'll be righted. I rang them yesterday about this because they have now started charging me for the estimated value of the units they think I'm using, which is actually 0 to 1. They're now charging me for 16 units every 2 months. Now, I know that's only small fry, but it's kind of added up. Since January, I've paid an extra €20 to the ESB for units I'm not using. So I've read the meter a couple of times, but the meter reading system will not accept an amount that's lower than the existing reading.
Okay. And you're just Seamus, to reiterate that point, I thought that low usage charge was an energy regulator charge. You're saying it's not. All companies don't charge it.
No, okay. They don't.
There's only one who do.
To my knowledge, there's only one that has a penalty, basically, is what it is. It's a supplementary charge for low usage.
Yeah, and that's Electric Ireland.
Correct.
Which is the ESB as we knew it formerly.
Well, formerly ESB, but okay. Due to deregulation and
I know.
They're completely
can't say
separate.
That anymore. Yeah. Yeah. Jerry, your point, please. 1850-715-815, Joe at rte.ie. Jerry.
Yeah, how are you, Joe?
Good.
Interesting just listening to Liam and Seamus and Carol there. And I'm just wondering, like, on a point, because we'd all be in the same boat as consumers, as, you know, domestic or commercial or whatever. Is this just the beginning of having to pay back for our, you know, we've been slow in changing over to being energy efficient. We're being penalised, we're told, from Europe because of our high carbon footprint or our failure to meet carbon targets. So is this the country having to pay back? And obviously that charge is being passed on to the consumers.
I don't know, Seamus, can you answer that? Are we paying for past sins?
Well, I think it's going to be more like future sins with the targets we're supposed to meet and probably won't meet in terms of our carbon emissions. But, I mean, anyone that has a gas bill, for example, will see a carbon tax on it. And while these increases here, to my knowledge, this PSO levy and all that, it is mainly to encourage and subsidise the production of the green energy, which at the moment in Ireland is mostly wind energy. And the carbon charges...
But the wind energy companies are seen as a sterling investment. They're all doing it well. I can't say them all, but they seem to be doing very well.
And they are, because they're getting very good subsidies. That's why.
Yeah, if I can come in there, Joe. That's why they're doing so well, Joe. That's why they're doing so well, because they're getting an electrical regulator that gives 130% of an increase for 12 months. I'd love to be in wind energy, Joe. If that's the case, I think it'd be great.
And, Jerry, I take your point, but everyone isn't in the same boat, especially in the pandemic, because some businesses were allowed to stay open and have income, and a lot of businesses were forced to shut down, like Lean, like so many businesses, and
that's
they don't
right,
have any income. That's the
absolute. Well, I appreciate that, Joe.
Okay, yeah. stay with us. Yeah. More people want. Thanks, Carol. Thanks, Cathy. 1850-715-815.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815. Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And we're talking about an issue raised by Liam Kearney, who opened his doors in his business this morning to be tripped over an ESB, an electricity bill. It's true panda power. And even though he hasn't been using any electricity in the last while because he's been shut down completely, his bill was over €1,000 from September the 1st to October 31st. And most of it, if not all of it, was made up by levies, including increased levies, which have gone under the radar. But people are extraordinarily annoyed about them. And one of the reasons we were told years ago that our electricity prices were so dear in Europe, it was lack of competition. Then the ESB was eviscerated, so to speak. There's still a fantastic company, the Electric Ireland, and the various grid, air grid, and various other aspects of ESB International. But we now have, I think, 20 different electricity suppliers, 19 or 20, but the prices don't seem to have gone down. They've gone up. Patrick Keeshan in Laois. Patrick, what have you spotted?
Well, what I spotted this morning, I'm a member of the IFA, and I was just ringing them about Bord Gáis because they give a discount on it, you know.
Oh, yes,
and I just had a bill here on the table in front of me when the discussion started. And I just discovered that for a bill of €49.79, I'm actually paying €46.78 in levies. So in other words, for €3 of electricity, I'm paying €46.78 levies.
Wow.
Now, and I can give you, like, their standing charge at €31.51.
Their
two PSO levies are €2.84 and €6.52.
That's a new one,
yeah. And there's tax
VAT,
of €5.91. And that comes to €46.78. Now, it's a meter that I'm not using a lot. But I just discovered that for €3 of electricity, as I say, I am paying €46.78 on levies.
You're nearly, well, that's nearly 50 quid. You're paying
15 times. Yeah.
It's the standard charge
that really, you know what I mean?
For €3.
I have another bill.
Yeah, but for €3 worth, €3 worth of electricity, you're paying taxes and levies of €46. Where would you get it? Where would you get it?
Joe, I'd be quite honest. And the PSO levies, I often say about them is, like, if we're paying these PSO levies to these energy companies, should it not be classed as, we'll say, that we are shareholders? And when they make profits, then that we should get a dividend back.
Well, the fact that there's now 20 companies able to give you, to bill you for electricity, I know it's basically all coming from the same plant, shows that there is business in it. I presume the 20 companies aren't all run by the St. Vincent de Paul. They're not in it for the good of their own health. Where's Bernard? By the way, what's in the unit that you're spending only €3 a month on electricity, even though it's costing you 50 quid?
There's an alarm on the unit. Just a house alarm.
So your house alarm?
Yes.
Yeah. Which I don't know if you're paying for separately, if it's monitored and all, or carry on.
But
your house alarm
would be using a very small amount of electricity, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that, which would use about €36 worth of electricity per year.
€3, okay.
But
it's just the fact is that people that use a small amount of electricity, you know what I mean, with maybe, what do you call it, old age pension or old people or something living alone or something, they're using a small amount of electricity, but they're really getting roasted for using small amounts of electricity. As I say, I have a bill before I ever even burn a unit of electricity.
Exactly. Bernard,
now,
on
the other hand, then, I have another bill, and that works out at €204. And for €143 of electricity, I pay in levy €65.
Wow.
That'd be on my main, you know, my own.
Nearly 50% again on that bigger bill. Yeah.
Okay. You're talking that the levies are really excessive. The standing charge is the big one.
Especially the levies are imposed willy nilly, directly or indirectly by the state. And in the middle of a pandemic, it sounds crazy that someone using £3 worth of electricity on the farm, which you're all under pressure, has to pay 50 quid. I don't know if the bill is every month. It's usually bi-monthly.
Every two months.
Okay, Patrick Keeshan in Laois. Patrick, what type of farming are you in? Are you in farming?
Sorry, no, I'm not in farming.
I'm
a retired teacher.
Okay, good man, Patrick. Okay, that's Patrick Keeshan.
Okay, lovely. Thanks, Joe. Right,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bernard Murphy. Bernard, what did you spot? You there, Bernard?
Hello.
Yes, Bernard, go ahead. Before the PSO levy, you say, where were we in the prices in Europe? We're always up in the top five anyway, are we not?
Yes, Joe. About a week before that, the price went up, the PSO levy went up, and we were about the fourth highest in Europe for ESB prices.
Okay.
So since the levy went up, I'm quite sure we've moved up a place or two.
We've actually gone up on the charts.
Yes, certainly, Joe.
In the rip-off charts, yeah.
In the rip-off charts, exactly.
Okay. Have you spotted your bill, no?
Well, what happened was, on the day that PSO levy went up, I purposely changed the plier.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Fair
now,
play.
I haven't got in the new bill yet, but I certainly changed the plier when I had that, because if you're on with the one supplier for a while...
Yeah, it's a year, apparently. Think of changing. Yeah. And again, I'm going on the bonkers.ie website, which is reliable, in fairness, and they're saying if you change supplier, you could save yourself £500 a year.
Yes.
I don't know, is it easy to change supplier, Bernard?
It is, Joe. It's just a matter of a phone call.
Okay, and it's easier. It's easier than people think. That's what I'm hoping you'd say.
Yeah.
Which are Seamus.
Joe, moving supplier, Joe, doesn't change the PSO.
Of course it doesn't. Of course it doesn't.
You know, the suppliers will tell you that they're just passing it through to the government or the powers that be, you know.
Okay. Let me, Helen. Okay. Helen, thanks, Bernard. Helen Minahan.
Okay, Joe.
51551 Marsh Ads. Helen Minahan is a business owner in Cork City.
Yes, hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, Helen. Your radio in the background, maybe, if you can knock it off.
No, I haven't.
Okay, grand, okay. Tell us about your scenario.
I was actually out shopping and someone texted me and said, listen to Joe quick.
Okay.
Because it's my bugbear. I have a business in Cork City, mine and the tailor, and I'm being penalised for being a low usage customer as your other
Seamus
people on. So my usage would be about, 9 to 11% of my bill, and then the bills are 90%. So say if I had a usage of €10, €90 is charges. Now included in that is VAT. So I went along to Electric Ireland and I complained to them, and they said basically there was nothing they could do about it. So I went to the CRU, which is the Commission for Regulation of Utilities.
Yeah.
And that's been going on now for the last couple of months, but I wasn't successful.
Is the Commission for the Regulation, that's the Commission for Energy Regulation, is it?
For utilities.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Energy and water, I know they do that, yeah.
Yeah. So they basically said, my point was that, when I go into work in the morning, I have two rooms, and if I'm working in the back room and I turn off the sewing machines or the button-holding machine or whatever machine, if I go out to the front room, I turn them off in the back room.
Okay, so you're
now in my dad's
diligent.
Time, God bless him, when he was there, he leave them all on. But I was trying to be economical and environmentally aware, and I'm being penalised for it. And that was the point I made with the CRU, the Commission for Regulation of Utilities. But they were having none of it. And then my parting shot quite recently with them was, if I, for example, had an alteration for €10, say I turned up the leg of your trousers, no Joe.
Yeah, and you're a tailor, I presume.
Yeah, just okay. one leg maybe.
Okay,
no,
yeah.
Two for you, for a tenner.
Yeah.
Okay, and I said to the CRU, I said, and I charge an extra €1 on top of that bill for the maintenance of my building.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because you don't come into me often enough, I'm going to charge you another €.
Okay.
That was the analogy I made to them, but they were having none of it. So,
but did the CRU, this Quango, did they point out to you that the only one, as far as we know, I'm relying on Seamus Heaney, who's an independent energy broker, the only one, as far as we know, who do penalise you if you don't use more electricity, if you don't come into their shop more often, to use your own analogy, Helen, are Electric Ireland?
That's right. One of the staff in there confirmed that to me, all right, yeah.
But how does the energy regulator let them away? Let them away with it?
I don't know. They upheld it anyway. And by
Seamus here.
Seamus again.
Seamus. See, the standing charge is, while energy prices more or less are generally regulated, the standing charge is basically up to the supplier.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Because I said half of that more or less goes to the networks and half goes to the supplier. So they can put whatever margin they want. And the only solution for Helen there is to change supplier.
That's right.
She's not getting rid of the levies, but she's offsetting the she might save on other elements of it, which might help her pay for the levies.
She will save, definitely, yeah. You can pass her my number there if you want, Joe.
Okay, but Helen, you're saying that if you use a tenner's worth of electricity,
yeah,
the levies are up to 90 quid.
That will include VAT. Now, we all have to live with VAT, so I'm not moaning about VAT, but yeah. I am complaining about the SSE and the PSO. Yeah,
no, but
about 90% of my bill is charges.
90% of your bill is charges?
Yeah, I use 9 to 11% on usage, pure usage, and the rest is charges, which, I mean, I tried to point out to the CRU the insanity of that, like, as a business. Like, my point to them as well is, so what is the usage charge for?
And then...
Do you know what I mean? What is the usage charge for? If I'm a low usage customer, it should be massaged into that charge.
Mm-hmm. But they're penalising you.
They're penalising me, yeah.
They're not using enough.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're not making much money on your usage, you're penalised on the standing charge.
Now, Joe, I've been closed. Mine and the tailor has been closed since March the 12th.
Oh, God.
And I'm still getting bills because I'm a low-usage customer. I'm even lower now because I'm not even in there.
Good
so it's ridiculous. I mean, Seamus is right. I just need to change a supplier. Now, the CRU quite recently sent me back their final words, and they haven't upheld my complaint, and they told me that I could go to court if I wished.
Ah, yeah, that's great help, isn't it? In the middle of a pandemic, have you got money to pay solicitors and barristers, Helen? And you've nothing coming in the door.
Yeah, it's just a joke.
What planet are they living on?
Well, I mean, every minister for finance, and this is what I said to them as well, on the plinth on the day of the budget, he says that the backbone of the country are the SMEs.
Yeah.
But why are we being penalised?
You're like a piñata at this stage. You're being punched. A party
piñata. I have it all off as well, ready for you, Joe.
Okay, no, well said.
If you do come into mine in the theatre, I won't charge you €10 for trousers alteration.
And that's one leg. I wouldn't have a leg to stand on. And there's Moynihan. It's called Moynihan the Tailor.
Moynihan. Moynihan. Yeah. Okay. It was my dad's business.
Oh, fantastic.
I've been there since 1860.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I'm fourth generation. So at the moment, struggling now with the COVID-19. But sure. We'll see. God is good, as they say.
Okay, Helen. Well, point well made.
Listen, thanks very much, Joe.
And best of luck.
Hopefully Electric Ireland are listening and they will do something about it.
Well, the energy regulator has the power, pardon the pun.
Well, I've been on to them and they won't do anything about it.
Yeah. Okay, Helen, keep campaigning.
But you highlighted it, so well done to you. They might do something now.
Well, it's Liam Kearney who exploded on the phone this morning when he contacted us. He was so angry about this a punch. It's a punch in the year that's been in it. A body blow. Barry Glynn. Barry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Joe.
You're self-sufficient in electricity. Well done.
Yeah, I've got a solar system in the house, and during the summer we're basically self-sufficient, buy nothing. And we basically send a lot of our energy out the door for free because we get nothing back for it at this moment in time.
So hang on, you generate electricity, well, you produce electricity through the solar panels.
Solar panels that are on the roof, yeah.
And whatever you don't need, obviously electricity doesn't store as such.
Well, if you have a battery system like I do.
Okay.
I can store a certain amount, but after that's full, everything goes out the door. And this moment in time, I basically get if you have solar system, you get nothing back.
Okay. Now, do you get any benefit from the PSO levy? Do you follow me?
The only bills I get are PSO levies
and
standing charges. And my electricity could be zero.
But what I'm saying is, is the price of solar panels subsidised by the PSO levy to encourage?
There is a grant. There is a grant up to €3,000 at this moment in time. Now, last year when I got it was €3,800.
How do you bang electricity back into the grid?
It's basically once the house is using a certain amount and the batteries are full and it heats the hot water, once all that's full, it just automatically goes back down the line.
Okay, well done.
So it goes out for free. It's a brilliant system. I'm delighted with it, but the only charges I get are PSO and standing charges. Nothing you can do to avoid that. My last electricity bill, I bought about a fiver's worth of electricity. and the rest was about 40-45 quid worth of charges.
Taxes on top of that. Yeah, they are taxes and levies. Yeah, they are imposed.
Taxes and levies. Like, we're not.
Which means if you don't pay them, Liam Kearney.
Yeah.
If you don't pay them, they'll put you out of business.
Oh, they will, Joe. Of course, they will put you out of business. It beggars belief, to be honest, with the year we're having to see this happening. And again, there's no accountability, Joe. This issue, I said it to you at the start of the program, and thanks for highlighting this issue. But just watch, Joe. Nothing will be said. Nobody will come out. A face won't appear, Joe, to say, "I did this because." X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
You're not going to get it, and that's the case in this country with more than an electrical regulator.
Okay, Barry Glynn, just Barry, yeah. Briefly, while I have you there, was it a new build where you put in the solar panels, or was it?
No, that was an old build. Anything before 2011,
okay.
You can get the grant. If it's a new build, you won't get the grant.
Oh, will you not? No, okay. And was it a big project, Barry?
It was actually very straightforward. It was a brilliant company called Clover Energy Systems that I got in touch with, and they fitted it for me. And
wow.
It was a one-day operation. Fantastic system. It's the best thing I've ever done. it wasn't an environmental thing at the time. It was more of an investment of the house because the house price increases with it. And the BER.
And was it, do you mind me asking, was it expensive to get those solar panels up and running?
I didn't think it was expensive in the long run. It was about €6,000 for the system I initially got. Now I've added onto it. But with €6,000 to me, and I got a grant at that as well. So it was €3,800 of a grant I got.
Okay. So
the grant total would have been €9,800, and it's about €6,000 for me.
Okay.
And Joe, if Barry was in the UK and many other European countries, he would be paid for putting that electricity back into the grid. I think it's maybe around 8 cents is the wholesale price. But it's another reflection of the regulatory system in this country. Why hasn't this been brought in here?
It's allegedly coming in next year, but everything, I believe it when I see it.
Exactly.
And the rumour is that we'll probably get about 5 cents back. And then we'll probably be charged on making money for on our electricity.
Exactly, penalised.
We'll probably be penalised for making us, you know.
Okay, but, Barry Glynn, thanks indeed, Barry. Helen Minehan, the Tailors in Cork City. Seamus Heaney, the energy broker, thanks for being in touch. And Liam Kearney, I don't want to say thanks because you're nearly destroyed with those bills. Your business is nearly destroyed from where I'm standing.
It's ridiculous, John. Thanks very much for highlighting it.
For bringing it
out there to everybody.
Well, there's loads of issues there which are obviously not being dealt with by the energy regulator. Liam Runt, when is the K Bowl? When is your bowling alley and play centre reopening?
We still don't know, Joe. I mean, when we opened under and took all the precautions and where everything was 100% and the people were enjoying coming in, and then we had to close and then we had to open and we had to close after less than a couple of weeks in July. And we're just waiting now, Joe, for word to open. And we're like all businesses, I'm not putting myself out there, but all businesses, Joe, but we don't know. This is the problem. We don't know. Is it going to be next Wednesday? Is it going to be before Christmas? Is it going to be next year? It's sometimes it nearly feel like just walking away. You can't even go get on a plane, but so we may stay in Ireland.
That's all you can do as well.
That's all we can do.
Well,
John,
remember, Liam,
when you get out,
I know it's extraordinarily tough. I can't imagine how tough it is for people at the minute, so many people. But remember, when you walk away in Kildare or any other part of Ireland, if you walk out into the open air, you're walking out into great beauty. So make sure you turn back.
That's true, Joe. And again, thanks very much.
We'll all look after
you.
Okay, Liam Kearney.
Take care, Joe.
Thank you. Good to meet you, Margaret. By the way, I should mention, remember Wednesday's programme, Michelle Hennessy, that incredible story coming from the Beacon Clinic, having got good news about her cancer diagnosis. And she's reminded of it when she got the bad news 6 months ago. And 6 months ago, there were checkpoints, pandemic checkpoints, and she stopped at one, and they were very civil, but she completely broke down, couldn't talk because she just got that bad news about the breast cancer. And a fantastic Garda, who was female, helped her wanted to drive her home, sat and talked to her about the issues ahead of her and tried to put things in perspective, which she did, and tell her, you know, she will get through it. Most women do. And she did get through it, and she was trying to find a Garda. Well, we did find a Garda, because after the programme, we got a phone call from that Garda, who we in turn put in touch with Michelle. And the roundabout way we found her was the Garda was had done a night shift on Wednesday and was asleep. And but our partner heard Michelle on air and recognised the story, because his partner had told her that when on the day that it happened, because she'd been quite affected by Michelle and moved by Michelle. And that's how, and he rang his partner, woke her up and said, they're talking about you on the radio. And an hour later, Michelle, and as far as I know, Michelle and others have been talking, Michelle and the Garda have been talking, and Michelle has been able to thank her directly. So well done again. 51551 Marchand.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.